And your other sister's where?
Noonan.
Aliola's in Noonan?
No, in Atlanta.
How about Marietta?
Oh.
So she's close to you. She's this close.
How'd the one sister get to Louisiana? What'd she go to Louisiana for? A man? Was it a man?
No. With her child, with her daughter.
That was to be the second reason. That was the other reason I was going to go with. But, all right. But you do talk to them on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. They have good reason now, though. All right. But you have other relatives, though. You must have, like, nieces and nephews. And...
Yeah, it was a kind of large family of us.
And do they call you or talk to you at all?
Well, not that much now. Mm-hmm. But when we had our, I was so aggravated with them when we had our family reunion. No, what would it?
Oh no, what you tell me? What you have?
When we had our anniversary.
The wedding anniversary?
Uh-huh.
How many years?
Huh?
How many years?
How many years?
Uh-huh.
I don't forget how many years it was.
It was your what anniversary?
Maybe your 50th, maybe?
Was it your 50th anniversary? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I reckon that was it. No, I think it was what?
You tell me what you was aggravated about, then I might be able to help
your
you.
Your family got y'all aggravated about what? Your side got y'all aggravated about what?
What I'm trying to think of, whatever.
I don't know, you tell the story, then maybe I can tell what you're trying to tell me.
Our family reunion.
Your family hadn't had a family reunion.
Well, what would that have had up there?
Up where?
Oh, I can't think what it was.
Okay, well, who was there? Maybe that'll help me out.
A lot of people.
Okay.
But it was your side of the family?
Mm-hmm. And friends. And
well, what about, did they come or not come?
They didn't come.
Okay, it was your 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
Wedding anniversary.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You were all mad at them because they
didn't
come.
Nice. Yeah, I knew they, because some of them could have come.
Yeah,
especially just living where Marietta.
Atlanta. Most of them live in Atlanta. Nieces.
I just don't understand that.
They never have visitors.
There's always one side to visit and one side to dump.
Now, I'm
one of these Texas people. I had this thing with my son. I wanted him to be born in Texas, but alas, and we haven't been able to get back to Texas, so he'll never be a Texan. Because, you know, in order to be called a Texan, you really have to be born in Texas. So is it like that here in Roswell, you know, since you're kind of really a transplant, can you ever call yourself, or, you know, can you ever say you're really from Roswell? How does that work here to be truly, you know, a Roswellian or whatever Roswell people call themselves, to feel like you're truly home and you're here? You know, how long do you have to be here? Like, could you be 6 years old? Because I don't think you can be 23 years old and say, I'm from Roswell.
Yeah.
But, you know, your children could say that because they were actually all born here. But, you know, what does it take to actually say I'm from Roswell besides actually having been born and raised here?